What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Before we get into today's quick tip, I want to let you know that we are accepting applications for my Accelerator coaching program. Okay. So Accelerator is for online course creators and online coaches who are feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're confused about what next steps that you should be taking in your business. And if you want to have a bigger impact, right? If you're feeling like, hey, I want to have a bigger impact in the world, I want to help more people in your business, which as a result, by the way, is going to bring in more revenue to you. But you're not really sure how to achieve that without simply working harder and longer, because that's what most of us do, right? I used to do that myself. So if I'm describing you, then my Accelerator coaching program may be exactly what you need to get you unstuck and optimizing your business towards seven figures, okay? As I mentioned, Accelerator is for online course creators and online coaches, and you're already averaging at least $7,500 per month in your online business. But you're now at a point where you're burned out, you're spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed, and you're really not sure what next steps that you need to be taking in order to grow your business even more without working longer and harder. If this sounds like something that can help you, I want to invite you to go check it out and to apply. It's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the show, my friend. This is episode number 485 here on the podcast. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this is another quick tip episode here on the podcast. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I'm going to share a tip or strategy with you that can help you optimize your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, increase your revenue, and become the optimized CEO of your business. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I think not enough people talk about, and that is how do we get our students to the finish line? How do we get them the results that we are promising with our online course or our online coaching program? Specifically in this episode, I want to talk about your course or your program. Okay. How do we get them to the finish line? We create courses because we want to help people, right? We want to have an impact, and we want to create the transformation, help them with the transformation that we are promising that they're looking for. We want to remove the gap from where they are before they start your course to where they want to get to. And your course or your program is what facilitates getting over that gap, getting through that gap to where they want to go, right? Yet, and you may have heard this, may or may not have heard this, the percentage of students who actually finish a course that they start, meaning an online course like so many of you create, is something like 10 to 15%. Think about that for a second. That means 90% plus of students, or 85% plus, aren't finishing the courses that they buy. And thus, what does that mean? They're not getting the transformation that we want to help them get. So many people, and I used to do this too, right? Early on in my business, I'm not like so many people in other people. Like I used to do this too. Like my hand's raised right now. You know, I used to be like, all right, I just want to sell courses, right? I don't really care who, like how many of the people actually get through the course. I'm here to grow my online business and make sales. And I want to create a great, you know, a great program, great course, of course. But my focus was not on how do we get people to actually complete the course. And yet, like I mentioned, unfortunately, this is not a topic that gets talked about a whole lot, right? The topic is, let's do a funnel. Let's do a launch, right? And like, I talk a lot about this too, which is why I wanted to do this episode and devote it to how do we get more people to complete your course? So today I want to share with you five ways that can help you get your students to not only consume the content in your course, but also get results, right? And the things I'm going to be sharing with you here are all things that we have learned, that I've learned over the years, and my team has learned, and we've implemented in my programs in the past and also currently doing, right? And they've worked really well. And we're constantly evolving this. You know, one thing I'll tell you right off the bat is that Gretchen on my team, one of her responsibilities each quarter is to have a certain amount of conversations with students in both Offered Optimized and in my Accelerator coaching program. And those conversations look like just, hey, we want to hear feedback. And then she's got some questions that she asks. But our goal is to get that feedback. Does it make sense to, and we value everybody's feedback in our programs, right? And so then we get together as a team, put together a plan. What's the strategy for, you know, what makes sense to implement, what, you know, doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now, et cetera. Like what's the timeline for those things that we do want to implement to improve our programs? And all that comes from the feedback that we are getting. So I guess that's point five of our five. If you're not having regular conversations, I mean regular like quarterly conversations with your students, or maybe it's somebody on your team that's having conversations just to get feedback, you're missing an amazing opportunity to be improving your programs, right? Also, it shows your students that you care and that they're being heard, right? And so now, moving on from point five, the first thing is be sure and map out for your students their journey, meaning what's the journey look like as they go through your course and what they can expect from your course right from the start. So what does that look like? Well, one thing that we've done over the past year was we got super intentional with our onboarding process, both for Offered Optimized, OTO, and Accelerator. So when somebody joins Offered Optimized, for example, we have a video that they have to watch that sets expectations, shares, you know, things that they need to know, where to find things, et cetera. And then we put together a keynote presentation of slides of content that gives them the lay of the land of the entire program, right? Now, in my case here, OTO is far more than a course. Because you have coaches, we have coaches for you inside of OTO. We have weekly office hours. You get a call with me, Facebook group, and also in addition to the training, et cetera, right? It's like holding your hand through the journey for 12 months. And so we got super, super intentional with the onboarding process and setting expectations and then mapping out their journey. So how can you improve the onboarding process for people coming into your course, for example? Right? We used to just do emails and that was it. But we really turned things up a notch with our onboarding process for when somebody comes into one of our programs. And people love that. We've gotten amazing feedback from it. It also, there's a perceived value perception there by creating this sort of very intentional onboarding process that's more than just a series of emails. It's like, wow, it's like kind of like a first impression of your program. Okay. And so if you're not doing something like that, highly recommend it for your course or your program. Another thing as part of setting expectations right from the start is what can you teach them right off the bat that can get them a quick win? and create momentum for the student? What can you teach them right off the bat within the first couple of days of joining your course that they can do? They can see a win, and that's going to create momentum. They're like, all right, cool. I just did this. Awesome win. Didn't even know that. This is amazing. Keep going. So that's number one. And by the way, when you do this sort of thing, like mapping out the journey, setting expectations, and you can do that through being super intentional with your onboarding, have a goal with why you're doing this. Like, what are you trying to measure? So something, for example, might be course completion rate, right? So, all right, what's our course completion rate before we did this intentional onboarding process? And then what is it now? Another thing you could look at is, hey, what's our refund rate before doing an intentional onboarding process? And what is it afterwards, right? So the important thing here is to make sure that if you implement something like this, you have a hypothesis, right? So like, if we do this, then blank. Well, make sure that you're measuring it, okay? The second thing is to have action steps and milestones. Now, I want to give props here to Stu McLaren that I learned from him, learned this stuff from him 3 years ago, I think, something like that. So I learned like action steps and milestones, which means at the end of each lesson, tell them what to do now, right? So at the end of each lesson, let's just say they've gone through, they're in module one, they're on lesson three, they end the lesson, okay? What do they do now? Meaning, hey, put into action what you just learned and be really clear on the milestone. So let them know, hey, at this point, you should have accomplished blah, blah, blah at this point in your journey. This is another great way to be giving people small wins to keep them engaged. It's also showing them that they're making progress. And it's also showing them, hey, maybe you missed something, but you've learned this. I've taught you this before getting this point. So if you've not yet accomplished this, then go back and watch, you know, whatever. Okay. So action steps and milestones at the end of lessons, at the end of modules. The third thing, and I learned this the hard way, my lessons used to be like 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 75 minutes. Keep the lessons short, my friend. No more than, say, 15 minutes tops. So people can get through the content quickly. Now, right now, I'm currently making some lessons in Offer to Optimize, for example, are definitely longer than 15 minutes. And I'm going to be shortening those up because what we're doing here is, I hate the word snackable content. It drives me crazy. It's like fingers on a chalkboard for me, but it's kind of what we're doing, right? You want somebody, like if they have 15 minutes, you know, during, you know, maybe their kid's down for a nap or something, what have you, that they can go complete a lesson, get a quick win, and then be on. Then just keep going on, right? So keep the lessons short so that people can get through content quickly, okay? Now, with that said, just because we're creating short lessons does not mean we're going to have, you know, 160 lessons in our program. I mean, maybe you do, but the idea here is to keep things short so that they can consume it quickly. Part B to this is create open loops at the end of each lesson that teases the next lesson, right? And so this is a great way that you can integrate with action steps and milestones. So for example, when you're finishing up the training for a specific lesson, for example, and you're letting them know, hey, make sure that you do the X, Y, and Z, and by now, you should have accomplished this. Oh, by the way, coming up in the next lesson, you're going to learn blah, 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 which is the next step and gets them excited. That's an open loop, right? Or you're, you know, listening to the radio and they're like, coming up after the break, we're going to tell you about blah, blah, blah. And you're like, holy cow, I have to wait for the commercial now, right? Open loop. Okay. And so create open loops at the end of each lesson that teases the next lesson. You can also do this with modules, right? The fourth thing, a fourth strategy for you is to create engagement emails over time, like throughout your program, to keep people engaged in your course. Just very simple engagement emails over time. Like you can be sharing student wins or past student wins, like, hey, by this time, this student had accomplished XYZ, right? And so then they learned whatever content like is coming up at that point where like somebody should be in your course by like after month number one, month number two, for example. be sharing those case studies, those wins. Again, it creates excitement and engagement. They're like, holy cow, I can do that too. That person's just like me and they did this. Awesome. I can't wait to get into the next section of the course. Another thing that you can do, it even add additional layer. So we used to do just engagement emails in my business and for my courses, and we still do that. But one thing we also do is we have regular check-ins. So for example, in Offer to Optimized, you get 2 office hours with your Offer to Optimized coach every single week. Okay. Then there's the Facebook group where you can ask questions whenever you want, and the coaches are in there every single day as well. And then you get a monthly call with me. But my point here is give your students the opportunity to interact with you or somebody on your team, like a coach or what have you, on a regular basis. Again, this is going to keep them engaged. This is going to answer questions or give your students the opportunity to answer questions along the way. And my friend, not many people are doing this. Now, let me clarify something right here. I'm not recommending that you do something like this on like a $97 course or a $47 course, or even like, you know, I'd be thinking about doing these things, you know, at least $497. The stuff we're talking about right here is as we create a full-on program, right? So really maybe $997 plus, because there's so much more to it here. Now, if you have a lower quote-unquote price course, you can still incorporate these things here, but we got to remember too that, hey, and we do want to over-deliver, but if we're selling something for $197 or $297, you know, this is not you on, you know, Zoom with people for three hours a week or something like that. Okay. So keep engagement up over time through emails, through regular contact with somebody on your team, your coach, a subject matter expert, just on a weekly basis. So that again, it allows your students to feel heard, to be seen, to be able to ask questions and just interact with the other members, right? On a Zoom call, for example, or in a Slack channel or something like that. And it just keeps them moving forward, keeps the energy high. And then, by the way, last thing on this right here is if you make students submit their work to you, let them know it's been received. Because so many times people will submit, I've seen this on a lot of different instances over the years where students submit their work and then they feel like it goes into a vacuum. Like I've felt that in programs that I've been in. Look, a simple little thing like, hey, letting them know, responding, hey, we've gotten your work, you know, just confirming that we've received it and it's now being reviewed, right? Just a little touch point like that. Again, it's about making your students feel seen and heard and that you are there to help them or your team's there to help them. Okay, the fifth strategy now is creating a community around your course or your program, right? This is about giving your students the opportunity to be surrounded by others who are going through a similar journey that they're on, right? Because that's really supportive and that can be really encouraging. Not only that they can get questions answered, that they can get feedback, etc., but they're more likely to stay engaged in your course if they know that they're a part of this amazing community that, again, that where they can just show up and share and feel supported and encouraged when things don't go well. But also, of course, get your questions answered and feedback and so forth. But creating an amazing community around your course or your program, that can also help people to complete your course or complete your program. So I want to give you a bonus one here. Okay. And this is one that I'm fascinated with that I have not done yet in either of my programs. Now, Accelerator Coaching is different, right? Because it's not a course. But for Offer to Optimize, for example, the course aspect of the program, if you can gamify people going through your course and consuming your course, right? If you can gamify it and make it fun for them, but you're doing it in such a way, again, that they're consuming the content and taking action, what do they learn, etc. Like you can allow students to unlock special content for example, upon completion of certain things, right? Like, hey, get through this lesson or whatever, or like once you've gotten through this lesson, you know, you're going to unlock whatever. Maybe it's like, you know, and this is the part where you can get super, super creative in what you do with this. You know, I have a lot of students who are really good at the gamification of their courses. And, you know, like you could create like a quiz at the end of a lesson or a module, for example, and which allows them to see their progress. And you can assign up like points for completion of content or, you know, an action being taken for example, and like they accumulate points and you can give away weekly prizes for progress and implementation, for example, based on points. I don't know, just throwing these things out there. My goal here with sharing this with you is just to get your creative juices flowing for how you can gamify people going through your course. How can you gamify your course? It also brings to mind, my wife Amy plays this, I don't know what it is, but it's a Disney game on her phone. And like she's been playing it for months and she loves it. You know, it's a good escape for her. But, and I forget the name of the game. I wish I knew the name of the game. I probably should have found out before recording this. But this game and how they developed this game, the developers, it is brilliant for hooking people in and getting them to keep coming back, right? Like I've seen times where my wife literally sets alarms on her phone to make sure that she goes in and checks in on the game because it's the next time that she's able to unlock whatever or something's now available after a certain period of time. You know, they have contests and of course you can pay money to get ahead more quickly, but if you're doing it quote unquote organically through the game, like you have to do all these things in order to earn X or whatever. And I don't even know what she's doing in the game, but I think it's like something about theme parks or something like that. I don't know what it is, but it is brilliant at hooking people in. And like, it's like, okay, she comes in the game and does what she needs to do. And then it's almost like there's nothing more for her to do until like a set period of time. And then she can go back in and do more because more things open up or more this time has passed. I don't know. But the point here is the psychology behind how these games are developed is brilliant. And so again, it's like, how do we take these types of psychological concepts? And I don't mean that in like a scammy kind of way. I'm talking like, again, remember our goal here is we want to change people's lives and truly help them, right? And if we're selling an online course to them, people need to consume it in order to get the transformation that you are promising them. So for example, can you gamify the process of them going through your course? Okay. So I've just shared basically 6.5 strategies with you. Don't feel like you have to do all 6 right away. And you might want to go back and listen to this episode again. But my encouragement for you here is to pick 1 or 2 to implement. Again, remember, our goal here is to get people to consume the content. And so when you pick 1 or 2 strategies to implement, as I mentioned earlier, it's super important to A, have a hypothesis, meaning if we incorporate X, if we roll out implement X, then this will happen. Meaning like our completion rate will go up by 10% or whatever it is. And then it's about measuring the results, right? So how long do you want to give it? What's the interval of time that you're going to measure it again after, right? So let's just say, you know, Q2, okay? We're going to implement this at the beginning of Q2, and at the end of Q2, we are going to measure our results and see what worked, what didn't work, and then we're going to optimize and refine and implement other strategies as you go based on the results that you are seeing, okay? So don't try to do all 6 at once, right? Better yet, pick like 1, maybe 2, because if we pick too many, we don't necessarily know what moved the needle, right? And so pick 1 or 2 to implement. Pick a time frame that after which that time period, you're going to analyze the results, looked at what worked, what didn't work, and then optimize and refine that process, right? And then you can start to implement other strategies as you go based on the results that you're seeing, all with the goal of getting people to complete your course and receive the transformation that you promised as a result of the course. Because again, it's all about getting people results, right? But they can't get the results if they're not actually going through the content, okay? All right, my friend, that is 6.5 ways actually to get students to complete your course. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback on what works for you. Shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready, and I'd love to hear just from you what's working and what maybe you tried that didn't work. So shoot me a DM over there. Also, I'd love to have you support the show. One of the best ways for you to support this show is super, super easy, is to leave me an honest rating and review for this year's podcast and subscribe to the podcast over on Apple Podcasts. Okay. Leave a quick review, leave me a rating, and click that subscribe button so that you don't miss any of the 2 weekly episodes that we do here on the show. And then also, as I mentioned, the very top of the show here, we are accepting applications for my Accelerator Coaching Program. If you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're doing at least $7,500 a month in your business and you're looking to scale towards 7 figures, then and you're kind of stuck, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're burnt out, you're doing all the stuff, and you're not really sure what next steps that you should be taking in order to work less while also growing your business, then Accelerator Coaching is for you, my friend. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. I always say that so fast. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right. All the links are over in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you, my friend, for listening. As always, super appreciate you. Be well. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business Podcast.